the Quran, which is the clear criterion, the book for all Muslims. In fact, for all mankind, if you want guidance, recite the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, what the scholars have written in the commentary of the Quran. But this Quran that we have, it's not just to wrap up in a beautiful cover and place at an elevated place in our homes. No, we have to read it. We have to open it to gain fuyudat, blessings from it. And listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said about the person who acts upon the Quran. Sayyidina Mu'adh al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates this hadith which is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. He says that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qara al-Qur'ana," whoever recited the Quran, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ, and he acts upon what is mentioned therein, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the Day of Judgment. Such a crown, ضَوْءُهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ ضَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ, its luminosity will be greater than the luminosity of the sun. فِي بُيُوتِ الدُّنْيَا, the sun, when it's shining bright, and it's as if it's inside your home because of its brightness. It's as if it's inside your home. لَوْ كَانَتْ فِيكُمْ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِالَّذِي عَمِلَ بِهَذَا. So if this is the martaba, the rank of the parents, then what do you think about the son who himself has been acting upon the Quran? SubhanAllah, what daraja will he attain on the Day of Judgment? So it's very important for parents and children to note this hadith. Keep it in mind. If the parents want their akhirah to be like this, they want to wear crowns on the Day of Judgment, and the description of the crown was given as well, then we must ensure our children read the Quran and act upon it. And the children, if they want their parents to gain such honor on the Day of Judgment, they must also follow the teachings of this hadith. May Allah enable us to love the Quran wholeheartedly, to recite it and understand it, and thereafter act upon it as well.